In Liberia, a multinational inspection team is assessing conditions for peacekeeping forces. West African leaders have promised to send in the first 1,500 troops early next week, clearing the way for President Charles Taylor to leave the war-torn country. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is the leader of Liberia's opposition Unity Party. She was an outspoken critic of former military dictator Samuel Doe, and she ran against Charles Taylor for the presidency in 1997. Johnson Sirleaf twice was charged with treason after Taylor's election and has been living in exile.
In a way, that's been the story of my life, you know, speaking out to bad governments, governance and human rights violation, and the need for democracy in Liberia, the need for peace and stability, the need to be much more concerned with the development needs of our people, their educational needs, their health needs, their rights, their fundamental rights to be respected.
You've been involved in the efforts to end the current fighting, representing your party at peace talks in Accra and Ghana, a process that you considered flawed.
Yeah, slightly flawed in the sense that we've been in Accra for close to 2 months, and the structure certainly could be improved upon. But more importantly, I think we do need some international leadership, and that's where, you know, the United States comes into the picture. We're very grateful for some response that the U.S. has given, the humanitarian effort. President Bush himself called for the departure of President Taylor as a major element in trying to restore peace. But we still need to have some of those turning into positive, concrete, and timely action. We need for the pressure to be put on Mr. Taylor to leave because he's a big obstacle to peace.
So the Bush administration is not doing all it could be doing to resolve the situation.
Our expectations have been raised by that which has been done to date, and we now think that there can be a bit more that can be done. The suffering is immense. I mean, I can't begin to tell you. It's unimaginable. And the suffering will not stop until the two main things have been met. One, that Mr. Taylor has left the country. And two, until the stabilization force is in there that gives confidence to all of the young warring factions that there will be no more fighting and they can lay down their arms.
I think the U.S. is reluctant to commit troops, afraid it's going to be bogged down in there when it's got troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere.
We understand that, but, you know, the USA is the world's superpower, and what it does for Afghanistan or for Iraq, we think is going to send a strong message of equal standards if it rises to the Liberian crisis and helps us to solve it.
How can you be sure that the democratic process will reestablish itself if Taylor goes?
We're working hard toward that in the Accra process. We hope that a transitional government that will be selected is one that's committed to democracy and participation. We think the Liberian people are going to demand that, and we hope that will be followed by truly free and fair elections in which the United Nations will be involved, and that coming out of that process will be a government really committed to the rebuilding of our country.
And do you hope to lead that government and be president of Liberia?
I hope so. If I'm the people's choice, I will respect that choice, whatever it is. I believe that our population has shown in its historical experience the willingness to follow good quality leadership and to make sure that they conform to where the policies and the rules and the guidelines are clearly set and where the example by the leaders are very clear, transparent, and they are accountable to their people. And now we must find our way back. Our country is destroyed. We have an obligation and responsibility to our children to reinstate those values that will make sure that we have sustainable peace and sustainable development.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is an exiled leader of Liberia's Unity Party.